is greater far than tongue or can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star, oh, and reaches to the lowest star. Hallelujah. No guilty pain, but done with gain. Oh, give his to win, he's there in charge. He reconciles. How measureless and strong each child for it. The more in you, yes, it's an end. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, when we die. Shall pass away. Hallelujah. And earthly throats can never take. Oh, and men who hear refuse to pray on rocks and hill, in mountains. God's love so sure, just telling you, hallelujah, if we're joyless, and so strong, redeeming grace, to Adam's race, saints and angels. Jesus. Oh, love of God. Oh, love of God. Oh, love of God. How rich and pure. How measureless.
And so strong.
It shall for
Jesus,
oh, love of God.
greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I think it's a great privilege to be here tonight for the prayer meeting. Let's straight away open our Bible to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 3. We read the first 9 verses. Also, Brother Robert was requesting a prayer. His wife is not feeling well as the Jew death is approaching. Let you remember her in prayer that the Lord shall give you her safe delivery. If you have your Bible ready with you, let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 3. 1 Samuel chapter 3. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days, and there was no open vision. That's what we want to look tonight. There was no open vision. And it came to pass that at that time when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see, and the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. Samuel was laid down to sleep. That the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, "Here am I." And he ran unto Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou callest me." And he said, "I call not, lie down again." And he went and lay down, and the Lord called yet again, and Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou didst call me." And he answered, "I call not, my son, lay down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time, and he arose and went to Eli, and said, "Here am I, for thou didst call me." And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, "Go lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, 'Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth.'" Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel answered, "Speak, for thy servant heareth." Let's go to Proverbs chapter 29. Proverbs 29, we read the one verse there. Verse 18, Proverbs 29. "Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that kept the law, happy is he." Let's all pray together. Si à notre Père, encore une fois d'appli, ce Père éternel.
We commit tonight to the Lord, even upon the soul, build them, Lord Saviour. Lord, his family, Lord Saviour, come. Father Tony, Lord, his family, Lord Saviour, build them to the Lord. Father, where they be, Lord, even upon the stand unto Terry, Lord, he lay before thee. Now, for build the whole college, sustain the Lord, even upon the stand, our Lord Saviour, come. And as you be here, Lord, Father, we come, Saviour, Lord, to hear your word, Lord. Father, quicken us, Lord Saviour, translate us, Lord. Bless us, possess me, Lord Saviour, even in the body. We ask him in the soul. Father, fellowship with us now, give us your grace.
Most precious Lord Jesus Christ, once again we come before thy presence in this house to thank you for the privilege that you have given to us, Father. Many people have desired this day to gather with thy people, but somehow they caught up in busy of the things of this life, Father. Some of them are in the hospital, some of are in different activity, Father. But what a privilege you have given to us to be in thy house, Father. to worship thee, Father, to praise thee, to speak to thee, Father. It's a greater privilege, Father. Sometimes we undermine these things, Father. But when we look in a spiritual eyes, Father, we see that we are a blessed people, Father. To have an audience with you, Father, it's something special. You say that where two or three are gathered in thy name, you shall be in their midst, Father. Here we are more than five, Father. And we believe and expecting that you will commune with us in the preaching of the word, Father. And in our prayer, Father, you will be able to answer to our prayers, Father. You'll be able to hear us, Father. Father, help us, Father, to be what you want us to be, Father. We want also to remember our brother, Brother Robert. We commit him at thy hand, Father. His wife, Father, especially, as it is approaching the due date, Father, we want you that you shall take control of her life, Father, that you shall protect her and protect also the baby inside of her womb, Father. When she will be delivered, Father, the glory and the honor will be given unto thee, Father. Though other brothers and sisters who are not able to make it, some are at college, Father, we ask you that you shall be their portion, Father. Those who are at work, that you shall be with them, Father. Those who are at home for different reasons, Father, we want all to bring them at thy hand, that you shall take control of their life, Father. We want also to remember our pastor and his family, Father, that you shall bless them and bless the congregation at Baratomi Place, Father, as they gather this evening, Father, that you shall be with them and you shall commune with them the same way that you're going to commune with us, Father. We call upon thy name this moment that you shall take control of everything, Father. The beginning of this service until the end, we commit it at thy hand, Father, that you shall lead us, Father. We have read thy word, Father. We what the anointing shall come from above, Father, and anoint my lips and anoint also the ears of my brethren and sister, that we be able to receive something from thee, something that can help us in this journey from F to glory, Father, that we shall continually walk with thee, that we shall continually follow thee, and you shall be our leader, Father, daily speaking, Father, and everything that we do in our life, everything that we do, Father, outside of this place, Father, let it be for your glory's sake, Father. Some we are not see from long time, Father, you know the reason. We want to commit to them at thy hand, that you shall be with them, you shall bless them, you shall fortify them and strengthen them. We commit also, Brother Johnny, at thy hand, Father. You know his condition, his sickness, Father. We bring it once again at thy hand, that you shall make him well, Father, that you shall heal him, because by your stripes, Johnny is healed, Father. We confess the healing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father. Take control of everything, that we pray in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We say amen. You maybe have a seat just before we could enter to a time of prayer. We want to look at this scripture we read from Samuel and from Proverbs. It's a very good scripture. And the prophet speak about in the spoken word, hear his voice. It was preached in 1958. And he, in the first verse of Samuel chapter 3, and says, the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. There was something that was missing there. There was no open vision. And here in Proverbs 29:18, it says, where there's no vision, the people perish. But he that kept the law, happy is he. Now we see that there's something very important there about the vision. The scripture says, where there's no vision, people perish. And in Samuel, it tells us that the word of the Lord was precious. In those days, there was no open vision. There was something that was missing. And the prophet tell us, what is a vision? Now, in the spoken word, he is a voice. The prophet say, see, what a vision then. It is a direct word of the Lord. And the Lord's word was precious in those days. Now, we see that the vision is a direct word from the Lord. Otherwise, we can call it, the vision is rhema. It's a precious word that comes in due season to deliver someone for certain condition. It's a word that is extremely important in the life of someone. Because we see here, without the vision, people perish. That's what the scripture says. It didn't say without the logo. Without the vision, people perish. It is something that is special. It is something that the Lord speaks to you. It is something that the Lord personally minister inside of your heart. If that thing is not there, the people perish. Because that word, if you take in another word, as you know, there's logos and there's rhema. It's speaking about rhema. When something important, a precious word, something that needs to be revealed to your life, it's so important that a certain portion of the scripture that the Lord, when he spoke, he speak it directly unto you. That when you are in a special need, when you are in a special condition, you need something from the Lord. And the Lord come with an open vision. It has a quickening power. It has something to transform the condition that you are in. It has something that can change the condition. It can change your life. It can make a permanent change inside of your life. It can turn another page inside of your life. That's what you call it, a vision. Because the prophet said it's a direct word that comes from the Lord. Now we see that Samuel, he was in the condition that in time that he was living, the prophet said it's parallel to our time. The time that he was living in, there was the word of the Lord was rare. It was precious. It wasn't an easy to find something direct from the Lord. That someone can point the finger and say that the Lord has spoken unto me. Maybe by reading the Bible or reading the message or listening to the tape and the Lord speaks something directly to you, it was difficult to find it. And we want to look what makes it difficult for someone to have something coming straight from the Lord. Because the Lord always want to speak to his people, want to minister to their needs, want to do something that can help the people. And the prophet say, God wants to help you and I more than the way we want to help with one another. But we have to find something that's coming from the Lord. God wants to help you more than the way you want to help yourself. But God must give you something direct from himself. Now we see that at the condition according to the Bible, what the Bible says, those times the word of the Lord was precious. There was no open vision. There was a problem. Eli went to the way that is contrary to the teaching of the Lord and went to the teaching of man. But there was a certain guy there, a certain young man that was born with a purpose. Her mother cried that to have him. And when he had him, when she had him, she consecrated Samuel to the hand of the Lord, that she has to do something for the Lord. And it was difficult. He was born in a way that was a special way. It was in a way that it wasn't normal because the mother could not give birth anymore. And she was crying for a baby. And she wanted the baby that will be born should be a male child. That a baby that will do something, not only for herself to puff up, but something for the kingdom of God. She has a very good desire. Her desire was right. You say, I don't want just a baby to show off to people that I have a male child. But I want this baby that will come out of my womb. She'll serve, she'll minister in the house of the Lord. And the baby was born exactly the way the mom says. The mom requests a male child and God give a male child. Because the scripture says, there's nowhere where a child can ask his father the bread and the father will give the stone, you know. If we ask God something, God must give you that thing. If God can't give you, somehow there's a reason behind. But if we ask God something, being genuine and faithful, ask God something, God will not give you something contrary. Because the scripture says in Matthew that nobody will ask a fish to his father, and his father will give him a snake. If our natural father can't do it, what about our heavenly father? He will never do that things. He will wish more good things to you and to me. Now we find that the condition there, the atmosphere that was around, it wasn't a good atmosphere around someone. Things were not right. Things were not according to the scripture. And we know that Samuel also is the type of the prophet of our time. Because he has to be born in a way that was a confusion. From a Baptist church where the way of doing things, the doctrine was according to the man teaching. It wasn't according to the Bible. It was something that difficult. Now that God has to take Samuel, if you read the full chapter, it's not a long chapter. It's a short chapter, 1 Samuel chapter 3. It's not very long, maybe 22 or 21 verses. 21 verses. It's not a very long chapter, but it's speaking, it's a powerful chapter there. And show how the kings went there in time, like apostasy time, the time where people can do what they want. Eli and his children, the misbehavior. And the prophet say, the men preaching of that time, it was about offering. It was about money. Like last week, the pastor sent me an email that a certain brother went to do something at a denomination church. And at the door of that man, he says, I want you tithe. I want you money. He didn't say that I want anything from you. He didn't say that Jesus wanted it. He wanted it. The kind of the preaching was different from the rest of the people. And things was so bad until that Samuel, when the Lord was speaking, he could not discern the voice of God. Amen. Now, it is so important that when the Lord is speaking, something direct from the Lord to you, you must know, you must be able to discern who's speaking. It's not the man speaking, it's the Lord speaking. Now, he was in the condition that he could not be able to differentiate it, the voice of Eli and the voice of God. And what make it so? Because the condition that was around him, the iniquity that was around him, it wasn't able for him to hear something from God. Because the iniquity that was around him, he could not discern, he could not know that this voice that is speaking to me, it's God speaking. He thought it was just the priest speaking. It's like us many times when we come to church and the minister will be speaking, the minister will be preaching, and the Lord will minister something direct to you because of the condition of your heart is so dry. Because of the condition of your life is so dry, you will just push the thing to the preacher. You say, just this is the preacher speaking. That is not God. But here it was God speaking. You see that Samuel was a genuine son of God. And it can happen to you, it can happen to me. And if we are honest, we can say to our heart that this is nothing, but it's the truth. It happened many times in our life. And we come to church, and you pray, you say to come to church, and God will be speaking straight to you, direct to you, and open a vision. God wants to deliver you from certain things. Because we get used to one another, we put it, that was the preacher. That it wasn't God speaking. It was the preacher speaking because he heard something about me. Because he knows something about me. But he, you see how it can happen that God is speaking, but Samuel was thinking that it was Eli speaking. It can happen to a Christian life when God is speaking and we look down to the version that God is using. We thought, this is just Brother Francois preaching. But it's God speaking to you. But you must be in a position that you will hear from God. You must create an atmosphere around you that you can hear from God. Because the atmosphere around us is more important. Because God can speak and you say, just it was another service. But God was speaking directly to you. God wants to deliver you for a certain things. God wants to minister something inside of your life. But because you look at the version that God is using, you think that it's just a man is speaking. Now we see that it happened because Samuel, there's no record that he was doing something wrong. He was genuine because around the atmosphere around him, it was so difficult for him to hear the voice of God. And it happened to many times to the Christian life because of the atmosphere around you. It's not convenient for God to speak. It's difficult for you to hear from God. Even when God will come and vindicate it, and everybody is happy with it, but you will still against it. Because the condition around you, it doesn't allow you to hear from God. That's why it's our responsibility to create the conditions, atmosphere, that when God is speaking, we can hear something from him. And Eli told him, he said, go, lay down. Take your time. This time when he calls you, be ready to answer. Because it's not me speaking to you. Me, I'm a man like you. I can't call you. I can't speak to you. It must be something coming from God. God must see the need of the hour. And he knows that we need someone to stand in the breach. We need someone to stand between the sinners and the God. And God wants a vessel that he can use to transmit life to other people. God needs someone inside of his hand. Because the word of God was precious at that time. And the people were dying because there was no open vision. Now they need an open vision. They need something direct from the Lord. But they must put themselves in a condition to receive something from the Lord. They must put themselves in a condition that when the Lord speaks, they will be able to hear and act according to what the Lord tells them. Because there was a job that needed to be done. And God can't do anything without you and I. God can't do anything without you and I. And God is limited because of us. If you and I are not in the position to do what God calls us to do, God will not be able to do it. God doesn't use stone to preach the gospel, no. God used man to preach gospel to another man. God used woman to testify to other people that need need salvation. God will not use a tree. No, God only used man. And the man must be in a condition, and the woman must be in a condition that they lay themselves down. They can put themselves before the Lord, and they can hear the word of the Lord, and they can stand in the breach. They can stand between God and the sinners. They can do the work of the redemption. Because the prophet says in the spoken word why the Holy Ghost was given. He said the Holy Ghost was given to you and I that we should do the co-worker with God. That we should be able to go after the lost. That's the purpose of God giving the Holy Ghost to you and to me. That we should go after the lost. That we should seek the people who are dying in the world. Not just to rejoice ourselves. Not just to puff up ourselves. I'm better than my neighbor. I have the Holy Ghost. He doesn't have the Holy Ghost. Not to that purpose that God sent the Holy Spirit. God sent the Holy Ghost with a purpose that you and I, we can do the work of redemption. That God, through you and through me, he can redeem a life of someone. That's the purpose God sent it. But now we must be in the condition that God, when he speaks, we will be able to hear. Because we need something direct from the Lord. You may be in down a certain condition. You have something inside of your life. And you'll be having a burden. And the Lord wants to speak to you directly. But you must be in a condition that you can hear the Lord speaking. But the prophet said, because of so many voices around us, we are not able to hear from God. Because so many voices around us. Now today the prophet say, because of those voices, so many voices around us, we have even no time to go to church. We have no even time because of so many voices around us. The voice of this world, so many of them around us. Because something is happening there on the telly. You say, I can't go there. Manchester is playing football. I have to wait, you know, and watch my football. I will not go to the prayer meeting. The prophet said, those voices will stop you to hear from God. Amen. And so many voices, there's something that's happening. You say, no, I better watch something that is going on the TV now. There's a second episode. There's a third one. I watch the first one. Let me stay and watch. While the people are in Wednesday prayer meeting, but you're still there, how the Lord can speak to you? Because the Lord has something that he called you for. God, when he gives Samuel to hand, God will give him with one objective. He wanted Samuel to serve the Lord. And you calling and my calling, it come in a mysterious time. In the end time, where the word of the Lord was precious. That the time you and I were born spiritually speaking. The time we believe the message of the hour is the time of a great confusion. It's the time of apostasy. Where plenty of denomination church, the different way of teaching, man doctrine in the life of the people in churches, so many of those kind of the things. But God sent his message with a voice from God, something direct with an open vision to bring it to you and I, that when we read the Bible, it has an impact inside of our life. That's the condition that we are living at the moment. That you see so many teaching of man. Man introduced their own things. That Samuel was living. The prophet said it was a parallel to our time. He was living the same way that you and I are living at this time. But now we bring it closer home. We bring it to a personal life, a personal walk with God. Because God, when he called you, God, when he called me, he called me with a purpose, and he called you with a purpose. He didn't call you, as Pastor Tay said, just to come and warm the chair. No. Amen. God called you with something. God called you that you should do something for the kingdom of God. Not just sitting there and make the chair hot. No. God called you with a purpose. Now, God called me with a purpose. Now, for us to fulfill it, we need a direct word from the Lord. We need an open vision. We need the Lord speak to us directly. And the Lord minister something inside of us. Because that direct word, that open vision, that vision from the Lord, the prophet said it's a direct word of the Lord. It's something that come and quicken you. It's something that come and bring a revival inside of your life. It bring a revival inside of your heart. You say, I've been in this mountain for so long now. Now I have heard the word of the Lord. There's something I must shake up myself. I must wake up from this sleeping. Because someone was sleeping there. And it says there that the eyes of Eli waxed dim now. And the lamp went off from the temple of the Lord, where the ark of the Lord was there. They could not see the ark, which is the type of the word. How you can read when it is darkness? You can't read in darkness. You need the light of the gospel for you to be able to read. And we need the message of the hour to understand the things that are here. And that's what Samuel needed. He needed light. He needs something that can come and shine the scripture. And I read again, and his eyes could be open, and he could see that these things is something personal coming from the Lord. And the prophet said, how difficult was it to Samuel that he has to go now in the same house that he was born, the same house that he was grown in, at Eli's house, that where he was ministering. And the Lord giving him a message now, and a message of a rebuke, that he has to go and bless Eli and his house. The prophet said the same thing to the prophet. The prophet was born from Baptist church, spiritually speaking, and coming out from there. And God gave him a message that was totally different from Baptist message, totally from denominational message, that he has to go now and rebuke them. It wasn't something easy. It wasn't that something that you could take it light. No. It was a great responsibility now. And you and I, we, from the church we come from, and God help us, and God send us a direct word from him in this age, that we will be able, that we should separate ourselves from the denomination that we used to be before. And what for? Just to have the knowledge of the message. No, God didn't call us just to puff up with the knowledge. God called us that we shall be a co-worker with him. Because when God called someone, that God called him with a purpose, that God wants to do something. God wants someone to stand on the bridge. God wants someone to stand between the people and the God. And that's the same way that God always does. When God calls a woman and a man, not just for calling. It's the same way if you go to the book of Judges, we want to read it. 13, you will see the story of Samson. Why God called Samson now? Because there was a need. And the prophet said, Samson, in outstanding way, is a type of the church. It's a type of the church. He said, God called Samson because there was a need that he has to deliver his people from the hand of the Philistine. The people was in the hand of the Philistine. And those people, they were predestinated people. They were the Israelites. They were the Jew, the people of God, the chosen one. Somehow, because of their own wrong, they found themselves in the hand of the Philistine. They find themselves in the hand of the enemy now. Now God was looking just one man that he can make his people free from the hand of the Philistine. Now God always looking just one man in his hand. If you could surrender yourself, I could surrender myself in the hand of God. God can do mighty things. Because it's not you that will be doing, it's not me, it will be God in me. And God in you that will be doing the things. That what we need is to put ourselves in the hand of God. And you see that these people that were there, they were predestinated people at the hand, in the hand of the enemy. The Hebrew children, they were in the hand of the Philistine. You know, that the same you find, you brother and my brother, you sister and my sister, can be tonight in the hand of the Philistine. But God needs just you or me. God needs one in the spirit that he can brought a deliverance from that person in the hand of the Philistine. People caught up in the things of the world now. That the things of God, even the word of God is preached, even the word of God is vindicated, there's no power to make it free anymore. Because the condition around, it doesn't allow God to come and deliver it. It needs a prepared ground. It needs a prepared heart now. Now Samson come now with one objective, is to take Hebrew children out of the hand of the Philistine. And the prophet say in deceived church by the world, he say, as long as Samson was walking according to the God world, it was God's obligation to sustain him. It was God's obligation to support Samson and to fight for him. As long as he was in the line of duty, as long as he was doing things according to the scripture, it was God's responsibility to take care of the things Samson was doing. Because God called him for that purpose. And God called you and I from that purpose. And you will see that Samson somehow is the same way as you and I. The same way, because if you read even the scripture, from the family he came from, he was from the Danite family. And their emblem there, it was the eagle. And you and I, we come from the anointing of the eagle. And the same thing, that is no different. That when God calls you and I now, we must make sure that we fulfill what God calls us for. As we saw on Sunday, when Eliezer, the servant of Abraham, when Abraham called him and gave him the commission, what was it? He could not be in rest until when he fulfilled what the Lord has commissioned him. His Lord commissioned him, go seek a bride for Isaac, my son. He could not rest at all until when he met the things, until when he met with Rebecca. And he was happy now. He said, no, my journey is prosper. And that could be your aim and my aim. We should not relax until when we fulfill what God calls us to fulfill. Now, we must make sure that what God calls us to fulfill, we fulfill it, then we can rest. Now, Samson, he has no need of rest. But we find now the very man that was raised now by God, that he should deliver his brother from the hand of the Philistine. The same man now is caught up by the Philistine. What to make it so? Because he allowed himself to go a bit far to the border. He allowed himself to go a bit far to the camp of the enemy. That's where the trouble come. But as long as Samson was around the Hebrew children, he could not be in trouble. As long as Samson was keeping company with the children of God, there was no trouble inside of his life. But by the moment he decided now to go to discover the camp of the enemy and to go and take one of the daughter of the people from Philistine, that's where he made a mistake. That's where the trouble start inside of his life. And the prophet said, as a Christian, as long as we're walking according to the way of the scripture, there's no trouble inside of our life. But the trouble come now when we went now beyond the word of God, beyond the parameters that God has established for you and I, that where the trouble come. Now, in that way, when we find ourselves in that condition, we need now a direct word from God. We need an open vision. We need to shake ourselves a bit. We need the Lord to speak to us. We need something special. And the prophet says, but it is rare. It's a rare thing to hear the voice of the Lord and to find a person that can say, the Lord spoke to me. He said, what the prophet say? It's not something light. He said, it is rare things that to hear the voice of the Lord and to find a person that can say, the Lord spoke to me. It's not easy nowadays to find a person that can say, the Lord spoke to me. It's not that the Lord is not speaking, but the condition around the person, the atmosphere, it doesn't allow the person to hear from the Lord. It's time when the Lord is speaking, he will think that is Eli speaking. But it's the Lord speaking directly to the person. And many of us, sitting here tonight, it's a good question to ask yourself. Reading the message or listening the message, coming to this message, can you point a finger somehow that the Lord has spoken to me? That is something very important, because it will be something daily. That rhema should be something daily. That every day the Lord spoke direct to you. You have a vision, something from the Lord, something that is personal, not something common. It's something that minister to you, to you need to a particular time. It's something that serve you when you need something from the Lord. And he says, no, I was praying this morning and the Lord has spoken at me. It's not something that should be once in a while. It should be something that daily, a daily life for a Christian. That every day when you pray, every day when you read the Bible, you say the Lord has spoken to me. Because it must be something that it has to happen every day. It's something that must happen to your life. Not it happened twice a year or twice a month. Last month the Lord has spoken to me. But 3 weeks now, I never hear anything from him. It must be something that you hear always from the Lord. That when you come, you must hear something from the Lord. Because there's no point of coming to church if the Lord is not speaking to you. What's the point then? It just is no point of coming. You come because the Lord wants to minister something inside of you. The Lord wants to speak to you. But the prophet said, there's too many voices now. See, we got too many things ahead of the Lord. You can't have the prayer meeting because, oh, Mr. Godfrey, on tonight. You cannot have a prayer meeting because we love Susie and is on tonight. And it is a sum of kind of foolish nonsense like that, that take up the time. And we do not have time to hear the voice of the Lord. And those who claim to be Christian just kneel down on a little prayer like this, kind of homemade. Lord, bless me and my family and take care of us. Good night. That becomes the prayer. You see what the Lord, what the prophet say? A Christian is supposed not to pray that way. A Christian is supposed to have the all-night prayer. That's what the prophet say. These things are gone. Why it make it gone? It's the atmosphere around you. That the prayer life is not anymore. Something has taken place now. You have to come back to the course. You have to come back now to your line of duty. Because the Lord is speaking here. The prophet said, because we have too many things ahead of God. We have to have no time now. We have too many plans. And there's no time, a little time to give to God. Even to stand to be in church for 2 hours, it becomes difficult. But to do our personal business now, we have plenty of time. We can't miss them. But missing the things of God, there's no problem. But to miss the things of the world, yeah, it's a big problem. No, but you see that something has taken place. Because if you are in the right condition, God will be first inside of your life. The business of you, Lord, will be first inside of your life. If the things are really inside the day, inside of the soul, there's nothing that can come between you and God. Now, when Eliezer was commissioned by Abraham, Abraham's word was more precious to him than anything else. Now, his business, he has to let them aside. He said, now I have to go and look after the business of my master. I must go and look after the business of my Lord. That's the purpose of me being in this house. The purpose of me being in the house of Abraham, not for my own gain, not my personal things, no, is to serve my master. The purpose of God calling you and I is that we shall serve him. Is that we shall be in the business of God. And God must be first. The business of God must be first. Then the other things second. Because it has to be the things of God first. But now, because of too many voices now speaking, the prophet said the voice of Hollywood, many voices around us, is not possible to hear the voice of God. Now many voices now. The voice of money speaking. The voice of work speaking. All these voices, there's no time for the Lord anymore. The things of God become secondary. And now if you remember, when you come to the message, these things have never been that way. Something has taken place. You need an open vision. You need something directed from the Lord. Otherwise, you will die spiritually. Because if there's no direct vision from the Lord, people are perishing. Why? Because there's nothing direct from God. There's nothing that can change their condition. You can read the message. It becomes like a newspaper. It has no changing power anymore. Has no transforming power anymore. You can listen at it. All of us, we are witness. Sometimes you can play a tape. It's just the noise. You have nothing. You are not receiving anything from there. And you have to go back and kneel down and pray God that something will happen from there. That God can minister something unto you. Because you want that each time when you read the word of God, when you come to the house of God, you want God to speak to you. But the condition must be right. Because if the condition are not right, God can speak, you will not be able to hear. Because the Lord Jesus Christ, let's read Luke chapter 8. See, the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking about the same principle here. The condition must be right. The atmosphere around you must be right. Because the Lord here is speaking about a parable of a sower. That it's a very good parable to show that it has to be in a prepared way. Even coming to church, we must be prepared. Otherwise, it will be another day, another Sunday, another Saturday. Just I went to church on Saturday. I went to church on Wednesday. But you never get something from there. Why you didn't get anything? Is it something to do with God or the preacher? No. It's something to do with the atmosphere around you. Because the atmosphere must be right. It must be a prepared ground. Listen, the Lord Jesus Christ says in Luke 8, verse 5, he says, a sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down. And the fall of the air devoured it. And some fell upon a rock. And as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. And some fell among the thorns. And then the thorn sprang up with it and shocked it. And the other fell on a good ground. And sprang up and bare fruit and a hundredfold. Now you see the difference now. Because it depends where the seed falls. And the seed is the word of God. If the word of God fell in a prepared heart, something must take a place. Something must take a place. That's why Eli, he said to someone, go back now and lay down. The prophet said, what does it mean? Go back there. And pray there until everything is right now. When he call you now, you will be able to answer. And when he call you, say, here am I, master. When he call you now, because there was something with the calling of God. When God called someone, it's called always with a purpose. God, when he was calling someone, he was calling him with a purpose. Because if you read down in the chapter, in 1 Samuel chapter 1, 1 Samuel chapter 3, you read down there, you will see that after the condition was right now, and he was able to hear from the Lord, and the Lord starts telling him the purpose of why he called him. The Lord now starts speaking unto him, that now I call you with a purpose. Now it becomes something personal. It becomes something you and the Lord, because there was a direct word from God now, and there's a fellowship now, and God started speaking to you. You know, the reason I call you, the reason I made you to believe this message, it was a certain purpose. Because I have something to do with you. I have something that you must fulfill it. There's a scripture that pertains at you. Because even you look at the Lord Jesus Christ, when he came on earth, there was a scripture that he has to fulfill. There was a scripture that the Lord must fulfill. And those scriptures, there was nobody else could fulfill them. Apart from the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And your scripture and my scriptures, what the Lord has called us for, there's nobody will be able to fulfill it. It must be you, it must be me that fulfill the scripture that the Lord called me for. Because the Lord Jesus Christ, when he came on earth, when he took the scripture and started reading now about Isaiah 61, and you know the scripture in Luke 4 from 18 to 21, when he started reading there the scripture, And he said, today the scripture being fulfilled. Because that was why God called him for. That's the purpose of that portion of the scripture. There's nobody else that could fulfill it. There's no angel, there's no man that was able to fulfill that scripture. Because it was ordained, it was pretended for the Lord Jesus Christ alone. And the you portion of the scripture, what God called you for, I will not be able to fulfill your part. You will not be able to fulfill my part. It must be you. That's why we must be in a condition that we are willing, that the Lord can speak to us and fulfill the scripture that he called us for. Because if we can even bring back to Genesis 24, you find that there's nobody else that could fulfill the scripture of Eliezer. No. There's nobody was commissioned. It was just one man, Eliezer, that was commissioned to seek the bride of Isaac. It was only Eliezer that was asked to fulfill that scripture. And it's showing that your portion in the scripture and my portion in the scripture, nobody else could fulfill it for you. It has to be you and I. But we must be in the condition that we can hear from the Lord and be able to fulfill what the Lord has said. Because now when Samuel was in the condition that he was able to know the voice of God and God revealed to himself. And these things now, there's no need of Eli told him that it's God speaking to you. And each time now, when the Lord was speaking to someone, the Samuel knew the difference between the voice of man and the voice of God. And he knew that this is God that is speaking to me. This is nothing but God speaking to me. I must do something here. I must respond to this voice. Because if I'm not responding, I will die. People perish where there's no vision. That's where people perish. I don't want to die. There's a vision here. There's something made clear from God to me. Let me go and do what God called me. And what the Lord called you for, there's nobody will fulfill it apart from yourself. But if you can't fulfill it, you will die spiritually. Because the blessing only we find it when it is you are in your commission. That's where you receive the blessing. The blessing goes together with the commission. The blessing goes together what God called you for. If you are not in the post of duty, God will not bless you. There's no blessing. We don't speak about material things. We're speaking about spiritual blessing. You fellowship with God, spiritually speaking. You communion with God. For you to communion with God, you must be in your post of duty. You must be in your purpose, what God called you for. There will be no fellowship with God without you being in your position. You have to be in your position. That's why it's so important that when the word of God comes and is speaking to you, you must discern. You must have the discernment to discern that, let me not push this thing so far. Let me not say just this is the man speaking to me. No. Because if he could follow his own feeling, he could follow what he thought that Eli was speaking to him, he could miss everything. Now we have to be careful that when God, the word of God comes, a minister will preach the word of God. And God speaking to you. Do not put it back to the minister. Say that this is the person speaking. No, you have to take it that is coming from God. Because that's the only way that God has made to speak to his people. God is not easy for God to come and speak to you in audible ways that God spoke to someone. No, it's not easy. You are not a prophet like someone. But God has a way that he has made to speak to the people. And the prophet said, God has a way that he can give eternal life. And that way is through man. And Philip has to give the eternal life to the Ethiopian man. That's the way God made things to be done. And you and I, God call us with a purpose that we should take this message there and go with it outside and seek for the lost. That someone there has the need of life. And God has put eternal life inside of you. The Holy Spirit. Because it's only one eternal life. It's the person of Jesus Christ. And God putting it in you in the form of the Holy Spirit. Not you should keep it in your own, you know. It's you to give that life to someone else. That you must have that life and give it to someone else. God didn't put the Holy Spirit in you just for you to be happy yourself. No. God put it with a purpose. And you calling and my calling is with a purpose. God can't just call a man and just let the man sit there. No. It's not possible. Even when they call you for work, they can't call you for work if there's no office for you, no. They can't call you for work if there's no a desk for you. They must, before even they could hire you, before you come for the first time in the company, you find that there's a desk already for you. You find that on the phone, they already put your name. You find that everything there, the computer, they already put your name. You have your own password. And they already prepare if the things, the people of this world can organize themselves and make it that way. What about God? God will do it 1,000 better for you and I. If God call you and God call me, and you are more than convinced that I'm not in the message because of someone, it was God that called me. It was a personal calling from God. It must be with a purpose. God can't call you just let you come and sit there. No, God call you with a purpose. But sometimes that purpose could be really years before. In your youth, being a Christian, these things could be something genuine. And it could be burning inside of you. Every person where you meet, you want to speak with the person about the Lord Jesus Christ. But somehow, your eyes, the eagle eyes, works dim because of a certain condition that you have allowed inside of your life. It's not God to blame. The blame is to ourselves. The blame is to do the way Isaiah did when he was in the presence of the Lord. Isaiah looked at himself. And he saw the seraphim. And he saw the mercy seat of the Lord. And he saw the smoke and all the brazen altar. When he see these things, he said, no war at me. And the prophet said the first thing he did, he started confessing of his sin. When he confessed his sin, a call of fire come from God. And it touched his lips. And it bring a permanent change inside of his life. And when God speak now for someone to stand on the bridge now, he said, here am I, Lord, send me. Now, he was in a position now. What is the thing? He was made in order. He was in a position to say, here am I, now God send me. Now, you become number one inside of my life. You are have the preeminence inside of my life. And that could be our prayer tonight. That we should pray that, God, I want an open vision. I want a direct word coming from you. I want a rhema inside of my life. I want to renew my strength. I want to renew my vision once again. But the only way I can do it is just by you. That you helping me to go back to the place where I supposed to be. I want to go back to my commission. I want to fulfill what you call me for. Because if you call me to this message, not just to know the message in a way of technology, no. It's to do something. I want to fulfill what you call me for. Because if God call us, he call us with a purpose. If there's no purpose, God will not call. If God call us, God is a good businessman. He can't invest inside of your life, not expecting a return back. No. All the business, when you invest in your money, buying share or whatever, which business that they are doing, you are expecting a return back. And God, when he invests in your life and my life, is expecting a return back. And the return that you will fulfill your commission, and I will fulfill my commission. And we will be able to do what God called us for. Now that's why it's so important that to make sure, the prophet said, you have to make sure that all other voices are died completely for you to be able to hear the voice of God. All other voices, they must die completely. All other influences, they must die completely for you to be able to hear the voice of God. Because God is speaking to his people. Each time when we come here, God speaks to us. But it depends on the condition that we are in to be able to hear from God. Because God will not allow us to gather here just to see a man speaking or no. God, if he allows us to gather here, to give us this privilege to gather here, God must have something for each of us. God must have something that he wants to speak to us. But the condition of our heart, the atmosphere around us must be proper. The atmosphere around us must be good that we will be able to hear from God. Because God can speak as we see with Samuel. God was speaking, but he was confused. He didn't know who was speaking to him. What made it that way? Because the atmosphere around wasn't right. Now Samuel has to create an atmosphere himself now. was now there to create something that when God is speaking, he could be able to hear and the answer to what God called him from. And from that time when the Lord speaks to him personally, when the vision now comes to Samuel now, something personal was ministered to his life, and he started speaking to God. And God giving him now the fresh things now, what to do, and what the purpose I call you for. He said, the purpose of your birth, and you, my birth, spiritually speaking, born new birth in this message of the hour, that the second birth is more important than the first one. Amen. If the second birth is more important, then the work of the second birth also is more important than the work of the first birth. If the second birth is more important, it means also that the commission that goes with the second birth is more important than anything else. It's more important because the birth that we are born, the first one of Adam, we will die one day. This body will be dissolved one day. It will have an end. All our achievement will have an end. You will not bring even one of them. You will not go even one of them. But everything that we have in our second birth, which is the new birth, that the things that will take to heaven. And that things should be more important in each of us' life. As we all stand now, let's sing the song. And we enter a time of prayer. And seek the Lord yourself. And I seek in my way. Say, the Lord, let be an open vision. Let be something direct from thee inside of my life. What do you want me to fulfill at this time? What do you want me to do for your kingdom? Because you call me with a purpose. But sometimes the vision was clearly there. But it happened as the children of God. It can happen. It happened to Samson. It happened to many people in the Bible. It can happen to you too. You are not special than others. You know, it can happen. But when you come to a time like this, you want to renew your vision again. You want the Lord to speak to you. You want to receive something personal from the Lord. Let's sing the song, then we will enter into a time of prayer.
I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied of the Lord as I walk. Let me walk close to Him. Just a closer walk with Him. Is my plea, oh, in my plea. Daily walking close to me, let it be, oh, let it be, dear.
Time for me will be no more. Will be no more. close walk. God in Jesus is my place.
Oh, he's my daily plea.
Daily walking close to day.
Let it be.
Sing that chorus, I can hear my Savior calling. Then we'll ask Barapele to close with a word of prayer. If anybody has any prayer request. Let's remember the special prayer meeting on Saturday, a fasting day.
For my friend, mm-hmm. He's lost a nephew, 18-year-old boy. He's missing now. Mm. From Sunday, it's in the newspapers, it's in the TV, it's everywhere. But I told him that we'd put him in prayer,
okay,
for his nephew to be found.
Amen. Let's sing. So let me ask him to close with a word of prayer, to put all the requests before the Lord.
I can hear my Savior.
Pour cette occasion, pour cette opportunité que tu nous as offert aujourd'hui encore une fois. Merci, c'était avec une grande joie, Seigneur, de me retrouver ici avec tous les saints, mes frères et mes sœurs, ensemble pour te glorifier. Seigneur, encore une fois, tu nous as parlé ce soir. Seigneur, encore une fois, tu as touché nos cœurs. Gloire et louange te soient rendues en ce moment. Seigneur, nous voulons que quand nous allons sortir dans ces lieux, Seigneur, nous ne soyons pas les mêmes personnes, Seigneur.
Amen.
Change-nous, Seigneur Dieu Tout-Puissant. Nous voulons avoir une approche spéciale, Seigneur, avec toi. Glorifie-toi encore une fois, Seigneur Dieu Tout-Puissant. Seigneur, guéris toutes sortes de maladies parmi nous, Seigneur. Écoute nos prières et nos supplications, Seigneur, encore une fois. Nous prions, Seigneur, pour le neveu de notre frère, de l'ami de notre frère Georges, Seigneur Dieu Tout-Puissant. Puisses-tu, Seigneur Dieu Tout-Puissant, les protéger et les garder, Seigneur, en ce moment. Seigneur, nous laissons le pasteur Andrew là où il se trouve, entre tes saintes mains. Bénis-lui, Seigneur Dieu Tout-Puissant. Bénis toute sa famille, Seigneur Dieu Tout-Puissant. Merci, Seigneur, tu as utilisé puissamment mon frère François ce soir, éternel des armées, et qu'à travers sa bouche, tu puisses édifier ton peuple et tu puisses nous enseigner encore une fois. Seigneur, bénis toutes les personnes, tous mes frères qui ont des responsabilités dans cette église, Seigneur. les diacres, les conducteurs du chant, Seigneur Dieu Tout-Puissant. Seigneur, je demande que tu puisses rétablir, Seigneur, mon frère Johnny en ce moment, éternel Dieu Tout-Puissant. Il est convalescent, Seigneur. Nous t'adressons des spéciales prières en ce moment, Seigneur, pour que tu puisses le rétablir. Seigneur Dieu Tout-Puissant, nous sommes venus avec toi. Tu nous as gardés, Seigneur. Tu nous as conduits par ton Saint-Esprit. Nous allons, Seigneur, rentrer en ce moment. Protège-nous tout au long de notre chemin, Seigneur. Je laisse le reste de cette soirée entre tes saintes mains. Je laisse la réunion de prière de samedi, Seigneur. Ça sera une journée spéciale de jeûne et prière, Seigneur. Parle-nous, protège-nous encore une fois. Nous t'avons ainsi prié au nom de Jésus-Christ, le nom qui est au-dessus de tous. Nous avons prié. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Merci, madame. We meet on Saturday by the grace of God.
We follow.
I will follow where he
leads me. I will follow.
I will follow
where he
I'll go with it.
With
it. With it.